Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
On this blustery, cold day around the region, we're looking towards Saratoga, where parents are continuing to push to rearm district monitors. We've been following this story.
Yeah, last night at the regular school board meeting, there was another turnout, a big turnout of parents who are concerned about a decision the board made last month to decline to authorize the grounds monitors to carry firearms in any of the campus buildings and grounds. Obviously, it was a big story that blew up when they made this decision. Dozens of parents showed up at the school board meeting. The vast majority of them were there to continue to talk and press the board, asking them if they would, you know, reconsider this decision and go back and, in fact, let the monitors have the guns. Speaker after speaker got up there again and talked to them about specific concerns that they have with safety of the kids. For the most part, the tenor of the meeting last night was a lot calmer and a little bit more reasonable and peaceful than it was a few weeks ago when they had a really rancorous meeting with a lot of anger. But the statements were still pretty pointed. At least one parent accused the board members, saying that they don't think that the board members even care about the kids' safety and they don't care if the kids get killed. That was on the far end. Other speakers, you know, were mainly talking about some specific concerns that they have about safety, saying if you don't have anybody who's armed, you lose that first defense if there is an intruder with a weapon or if there's somebody in the school with a weapon. So they broke it up into two parts last night, public comment, just 30 minutes each. So not every speaker got a chance to talk. There were pages of people signed up to speak, and only a handful got a chance to speak. So the board did not let on what they might do with this, but the speakers basically were saying they're not going to let up on this issue. They're going to keep on it until they have some kind of satisfaction or response from the school board. Toward the end of the meeting, speakers spoke in support of the board and said they appreciate this decision and they support it. And they are imploring the board to take a look at some other, what they call, quote unquote, softer issues involving safety in the districts, including looking at more mental health counseling and support for students who may have some problems and other issues. They're also calling for some additional study about, you know, what are the best means to protect the school board. At least one parent who's been at all these meetings, one of her big points is saying that there are other studies that indicate that arming somebody is actually going to exacerbate the problem. So the school board is going to have somebody come in to do a safety assessment.
Next on our story list today has to do with the St. Clair's pension crisis, and the diocese has sent a message of support. Tell our listeners what this is about.
The stories behind some of the pensioners who are either going to lose their pensions totally or they're going to see a reduction in their pension. And the stories are harrowing about the concerns that some of the folks have. The problem is a lot of them are elderly. They're beyond their working age, and so they don't have any other new sources of income. And the follow-up yesterday from the Roman Catholic Diocese in Albany, Bishop Scharfenberger, he issued a statement saying he's hearing all these stories. He's read the stories about the woes for these pensioners, and he issued a statement yesterday saying he hears the problem. He's concerned about it. He wants to extend his support to these pensioners, and he's deeply affected by the anger and the anxiety. And what he's saying is he wants the diocese to offer up to be some kind of a facilitator or mediator in discussions between the pensioners who have lost out and the trustees of the St. Clair's Corp. This is this successor entity from the hospital, which has long closed, that basically controls this pension. And there's this huge shortfall in the pension. He's made this offer. It's unclear whether it will be taken up by the pensioners. The pensioners point out that in this statement that the bishop issued, that he continues to point out, saying that they're advised that they don't have any kind of responsibility, legal or financial, for this pension shortfall. The pensioners disagree with that. They say that they feel that the diocese should be able to help with this issue. The diocese, for its part, says they never owned the hospital in Schenectady. They never operated it. They were just affiliated with it. On the other side, the pensioners that are gathering more momentum now, they're saying that the former bishop, Howard Hubbard, was the chairman of the hospital's board of trustees back in the 80s and 90s, and that the most recent board of this successor also had on its board the current bishop, Scharfenberger. So They have some questions and concerns as to why the diocese isn't able to help. The diocese says they're not responsible. They can't financially help, but they want to be some kind of assistance in the mediation with trying to find ways to fix this problem. And it's a vexing problem for all involved. And now the pensioners are circulating a petition to try to get state lawmakers to also take a look into this to see if there's something on a state level that they might be able to do. So this is the latest step. At least a few of the pensioners who we spoke to said that they were encouraged by the message from Scharfenberger because it was, they say, a big improvement from the statement that the diocese gave the Gazette for our big package of stories this weekend. And in that, all they said, it was just a very terse statement, and they said they were never involved in the governance of the hospital, and they don't have any other comment. And I think the pensioners felt that that was a low blow and that it showed that they were kind of heartless.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. He joins us on Wednesdays. For more, you can go to dailygazette.com, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.